Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into obedience is better than sacrifice. Has God ever given you instructions and you didn't follow them through? Maybe you were having a hard time making things make sense. Maybe you felt as if your will and your way would be the best route. Did you regret taking your route? Did you eventually think, I should have just followed God's instructions? Or maybe you decided to do a portion of the instructions instead of being fully obedient. I'm wondering, did you know that completing a portion of God's instructions is considered disobedience? Let's talk about being obedient to God's words, His voice, and messengers. At the age of 13 years, my interest in the opposite sex was on the rise, and I had began to give thought to the whispers into my ear regarding becoming sexually active. My mother was, and still is, a God-fearing woman who does not play. So I was afraid to have a direct conversation with her regarding my thoughts and the pressures I felt. I began attempting to find every way possible to throw hints at her regarding my desire to get on birth control, but she was not entertaining any of the hints. Needless to say, I finally acted on my thoughts and the pressure. Shortly afterwards, my mother began to repeat what I thought was a cliche phrase. The phrase was, obedience is better than sacrifice. To give you some insight, my mother was, and still is, an intercessor who hears God's voice. During my childhood, she would pray so loudly that every passerby in our neighborhood would be able to hear her. When she began to say that phrase, I would casually brush it off, mainly due to a lack of understanding and a disobedient spirit. That phrase eventually was coupled with warning comes before destruction, which I must admit put some fear in my heart, but it wasn't enough fear for me to become obedient. That disobedience led me to teenage pregnancy. Let me give you some background on my upbringing. My mother's main rule of the house was, as long as we were under her roof, we would follow her rules. When our church had any type of service, my mother ensured that my sisters and I were in attendance, whether we desired to be or not. At a young age, I received the Holy Spirit after tarrying on the altar during one of our church services. If you know, you know. After that encounter, God began to speak audibly and directly to me. As I grew older and started smelling myself, I began to become less interested in my relationship with God and more interested in fitting in with my friends. Fast forward into my adulthood years, as I was laid up, as they say, God simply said, don't get distracted. Needless to say, I was disobedient to His voice, and shortly thereafter, I found myself in the worst space of my life. It took me years to overcome that space. I still wonder how life would have been if I had only been obedient to God's voice and messengers. But even in that, God has been able to make the bad work out for my good. Back to obedience is better than sacrifice. You can reference that in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. My mother was speaking the word of God, not some cliche phrase. As mentioned, by this time, I had already received the Holy Spirit, but I was not in relationship with God or in the proper position to hear Him for myself anymore. I am sure that God had given my mother insight on my behaviors and giving her the words she say to me. Let's talk about obedience. When I made the decision to fully surrender to God, I knew that obedience was essential. After all, I had been disobedient several times and saw where that had gotten me. I was, and still am, determined to live a fully surrendered and obedient life to God. As I've remained in the proper position to hear God's voice, I've also remained obedient when He speaks to me. God requires us as His followers to be prompt when He speaks, and He also requires complete obedience. Now, this isn't an easy task during times when the natural mind and flesh attempt to override the spirit. I am naturally a thinker, and things need to make sense to me. But as I've increased my trust and faith in God, I've witnessed that God's words often do not make sense, and it's not for me to attempt to make sense of them. Recently, I found myself just focusing on being obedient and not attempting to rationalize what God is attempting to perform. My only question for you today is, are you willing to place your will down pick God's will up and be completely obedient to God's will. I encourage you today to make your relationship with God your number one priority. I encourage you to position yourself into the proper alignment with and the posture before God. I encourage you to receive the Holy Spirit if you do not have it already. I encourage you to be obedient, for it is better to be obedient than to give a sacrificial offering, as referenced in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. You can rest assured that God will equip you to carry out His will for your life, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21. If you would like to read this blog post, you can head on over to realtalkwithkivi.com and read all about it. Bye.